Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, Christ, our God, and our hope. Glory to you, Heavenly King and Comfort of the Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, treasury of blessings, giver of life. Come and abide in us, cleanse us of all impurity, and save our souls, O gracious one.
Together, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pater imon, o Jesu radis, aiesi to tonomasu, eo tetri vasiliesu, genitite to telemasu, os en una noche petisis, ton arton imon ton ebiusion, dosim in simeron, que apes in min da pimeta imon, os que is a firmis a pletis imon, que mis in enis mas in esmon, aberiste imas a puto polio.
Oče náš, iže jesi na nebesi, da sjatice imje Tvoje, da príde zácvie Tvoje, da bude Tvoje, Tvoje, jako na nebesi i na zemlji. Hleb nas nasušný i dáš nám dnes, i osaví nám dohy naše, jako že i my ostavlajem dožnikom našim, i nevedi nás Tvoje skušenie, no izbavi nás od lukavého.
Tatăl nostru, care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne-a nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri, și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean. Padre nuestro, qui estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Together, O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance, granting victory to the faithful against the adversaries, and protecting your commonwealth by your cross. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, O Christ our God, who of your own will lift up on the cross. Grant your mercy to your new commonwealth, named after you. In your power, gladden our faithful leaders, granting them victories against the adversaries. May they have your alliance as a weapon of peace, an invincible trophy. Now and ever into the ages of ages, amen. O awesome and ever-present protection, O lauded Theotokos, of your goodness overlook not our supplications. Make firm the commonwealth of the Orthodox. Save those whom you have called to govern, and grant them victory from all. For you gave birth to God, the only blessed one.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the devout and orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah and all of the brotherhood in Christ.
Gospodi pomilui, Gospodi pomilui, Gospodi pomilui.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord, Father, give the blessing.
Δόξα τη Αγία και αμούσιο και ζώπιο και αδιαιρέτο τριάδι, πάντοτε νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Δόξα εν υψίστης Θεό και επί γης ειρήνην εν ανθρώπης ευδοκία. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Κύριε, τα χείλη μου ανοίξεις και τα στόμα μου ανάγκριν της ένεσής σου.
Lord, how they have increased who troubled me. Many they are who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. I lay down and I slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me not in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it is also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand far off. Those who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I, like a mute, who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth there is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies who are vigorous and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with these who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put away all of my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in a place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the lands of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my soul, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day like long like the water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend, you have put far from me and my acquaintances into darkness. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always stride with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like the grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as to keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all places of his dominion.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me and enter not into judgment with your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me and enter not into judgment with your servant. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Our hope, O Lord, glory to you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace in the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbytery, the deacons in the service of Christ, and for all the clergy and the laity, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For the President of our country, for all those in public service, and for armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For favorable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For travelers by sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you all glory, honor, and worship is due to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Theos Kyrios, kepephanen imin, evlogimenos o erhomenos, en onomati Kyriou.
Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his holy name.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I defended myself against them.
God is the Lord and he revealed himself to us.
Wonderful in our eyes. Theos Kyrios, kepephanen imin, evlogimenos o erhomenos, en onomati Kyriou. The noble Joseph, taking down from the cross your spotless body, in wrath
descended to the realm of death, you as life immortal rendered to aid this immortal glow by your radiant divinity. And when you from infernal depths and the darkness below did raise the dead, all the hosts of heaven's powers did proclaim and cry out, O life-giving Christ, and our God we give glory.
Now and ever unto the ages of ages, amen. The angels standing by the tomb cried out to the barbaric women, the myrrh is fading for the dead, but Christ has shown himself a stranger to corruption.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us,
us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. For yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Joseph, as pilot for your sacred body, anointing it with fragrant spices, and with clean linen laid it in a new tomb.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
The choirs of angels were astonished, seeing the One who rests in the bosom of the Father, the immortal One placed in the tomb as dead, whom the ranks of angels encircle and glorify, together with the dead in Hades, as our Creator and Lord.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, and according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sins my mother conceived me. Behold, you desired truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, and build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, and then they shall offer bullocks upon your altar.
Kimati thalassis ton gripsanda pale the optin tyrannon ipois ekripsanton sesos menoni pedes alimisos enenia anides to kiriu asomen en doxos gar the doxos te.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. Shall sing you a funeral hymn and a burial ode, for through your burial you open for me the borders of life, and by death you have put death and Hades to death. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The superterrestrial and those of the netherworld, beholding you, my Savior, on your throne on high, and in the grave below, were shaken. With your death, for you were seen in a manner transcending the mind, as dead you the source of life.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen.
You descend. Oh, sorry.
You descended to the depths of the earth to fill all things with your glory. For my person that is in Adam was not hidden from you, and being buried, you renewed me from corruption, O lover of mankind.
The children of those who were saved, buried underground the God who made the pursuing tyrant of old disappear in the waves of the sea. As far as however, let us praise the Lord, as did the maidens, for gloriously he has been glorified.
Verily, creation having beheld you suspended on Golgotha, who suspended the whole earth freely on the waters, was seized with great wonder. There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. You have revealed the symbols of your burial by many visions, but now you have manifested your secrets as God and man, even to those in Hades, O Master. There is none holy save you, O Lord. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
You stretched out your arms and united those who were divided of old. Restrained by the shroud and tomb, you who loose those held captive, who cry out, there is none holy save you, O Lord.
But now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
O uncontainable one, you were sealed in a tomb of your own will, and you made known your power through your divine actions to those who sing. There is none holy save you, O loving Lord.
Verily, creation having beheld you suspended on Golgotha, who suspended the whole earth freely on the waters, was seized with great wonder. There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Etiketi nirini tu kiriu deithomen.
Kiria deison.
Angelos oson eleison. Ke diaphylaxon imas o Theos tis ichariti.
Kiria deison.
Spanagia sacrandu υπερευλογημένης εν δόξου δεσποίνης ημών Θεοτόκου και αϊπαρθένου Μαρίας. Με τα πάντων των Αγίων μνημονεύσαντες σε αυτούς και αλλήλους και πάσαν την ζωήν ημών Χριστό το Θεό παραθώμεθα.
Συ Κύριε.
Ότι Συ ο Θεός ημών και Συ την δόξαν αναπέμπωμεν του Πατρί και του Υιό και του Αγίου Πνεύματι νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Αμήν. The soldiers guarding your tomb, O Savior, became like dead from the lightning of the appearing angel, proclaiming your resurrection to the women. We glorify you, the despoiler of corruption, and to you we kneel, risen from the grave, our only God.
For seeing your divine self-emptying on the cross, Habakkuk cried out in amazement. You cut off the tower of the mighty, O good one, speaking to those in Hades as the Almighty. Doxasi, O Theosimon, doxasi.
You have sanctified the seventh day, which you blessed before you rested from your labors. For you create everything, and you renewed them, observing the Sabbath and restoring yourself.
Doxa Patri kei io kei agio pnevmati.
When your soul was separated,
Christus eonas ton eonon. Amen.
Hades, in encountering you, all word was embittered, beholding a mortal deified, covered with bruises, yet all-powerful. Wherefore it shrank back at the awesome sight.
In endo en savrosu theon genosin, prorona bacum exticos evoa, sinas ton diecopsas kratos agathe, omilon disenadi, os pandodinamos.
Your loving manifestation, made through your compassion for us, was seen by Isaiah as an unwaning light. And rising early from the night watch, he cried aloud, "The dead shall rise, and they all who are in the tomb shall awake.
The honorable counselor fulfills your father's will, through whom you renew me majestically. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You transform the mortal body by death, and the corrupt by burial. For as befits God, you have made incorruptible and immortal the nature you assume. For your body, O Master, did not see corruption, nor was your soul abandoned as a stranger in Hades.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
You came from a virgin who knew no travail. Your side, O my Creator, was pierced, by which you accomplished the recreation of Eve. And having yourself become Adam, supernaturally you fell in a sleep that renewed nature, awakening life from sleep and corruption as the Almighty.
Your loving manifestation, made through your compassion for us, was seen by Isaiah as an unwaning light. And rising early from the night watch, he cried aloud, "The dead shall rise, and they who are in tomb shall awake, and all those on earth shall rejoice."
Verily, Jonah the prophet was caught, but not held in the belly of the whale, for being an impression of you, who suffered and was given over to burial, he sprang forth from the whale as from a chamber. And he said to the watchman, "Falsely and in vain do you guard a watchman, for you have neglected your own mercy."
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. You were slain, O Lord, but were not separated from the body which you shared with us. For even through your temple was destroyed during your passion, the person of your divinity and humanity was still one. For in both you are one Son, the Word of God, God and man. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The fall of Adam resulted in the death to man, but not to God. For through the substance of your earthly body suffered, your divinity remained passionless, transforming the corruptible into incorruption, and showed it to be the fountain of resurrection for immortal life.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Verily, Hades rules the race of mortals, but not forever. For you, O mighty one, when you placed in the tomb, demolished the bars of death with your life-giving hand, and preach to those who slept therefrom the ages of old, but to redemption, becoming, O Savior, the firstborn of the dead.
Verily, Jonah the prophet was caught, but not held in the belly of the whale, for being an impression of you, who suffered and was given over to burial. He sprang forth from the whale as from a chamber, and said to the watchman, "Falsely and in vain do you guard, O watchman, for you have neglected your own mercy."
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Gospodi pomilui.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Gospodi pomilui.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are the King of peace, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. He who closed the abyss is seen as dead. Wrapped in linen and with myrrh, the immortal one is placed in a tomb as dead. The woman came to anoint him, weeping bitterly and crying out, "Behold, this, the most blessed Sabbath, in which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day." He who sustains all things was raised on the cross, and all creation mourns, seeing him hanging naked on the wood. The sun hid its rays, the stars cast off their gleam, the earth quaked with great fright, and the sea fled. The rocks were split asunder, many graves were opened, and the bodies of the holy men arose. Hades groaned below, and the Judeans planned to spread false rumors against the resurrection of Christ, while the women cried out, "Behold this, the most blessed Sabbath, in which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day."
In which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day.
On April 27th, we commemorate the holy hero martyr Simeon, Bishop of Jerusalem, the kinsman of the Lord. On this day, we commemorate our devout father, John the Confessor, abbot of the Monastery of the Pure. On this day, we also commemorate the holy martyr Publius, who was perfected by the sword. On this day, we also commemorate St. Evlogios, the innkeeper, who reposed in peace. On this day, we also commemorate the holy martyr Lollion the Younger, who was perfected after being dragged on the ground.
On the holy and great Saturday, we celebrate the burial of the divine body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and his descent into Hades, through which our race was recalled from corruption and was transplanted to eternal life. In vain, you watchmen guard the tomb. No grave can contain the source of life. In your ineffable condescension, O Christ our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Ineffable wonder, he who saved the righteous hues from the fire of the furnace is placed in the grave of breathless corpse for the salvation of us who seek. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. Hades was pierced in the heart, having received the wound pierced in his side, and was consumed by the force of divine fire for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, our God, our deliverer. Glory.
whom, having received in it the Creator as if sleeping, it was manifested to be a divine treasure of life for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The life of all in accordance with the law of the dead submits to the tomb and shows it to be the fountain of resurrection for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, our God, our deliverer.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. The Godhead of Christ was one with the Father and the Spirit, without separation in the tomb and in Eden, for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Ineffable wonder, he who saved the righteous Jews from the fire of the furnace is placed in the grave a breathless corpse for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Be astonished, O heaven, and let the foundations of the earth quake, for lo, the one who dwells in the highest is accounted among the dead and lodges as a stranger in the humble tomb.
Oh, you youths, bless him. You praise, praise him. And you people, exalt him to all the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. The pure temple has been dissolved, but he raised up with him the fallen tabernacle. For the second Adam, who dwells in the highest, descended unto the first Adam, to the depth of Hades. Oh, you youths, bless him. You priests, praise him. And you people, exalt him to all the ages. We bless Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord.
The courage of the disciples failed, but Joseph of Arimathea shows valor. For beholding the God of all dead and naked, he asked for him and arrayed him, crying out,
Oh, you youths, bless him. You priests, praise him. And you people, exalt him to all the ages. Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
Oh, what new wonders, oh, what goodness, oh, what ineffable forbearance. For he that dwells in the highest is scaled under the earth of his own will, and is slandered as a deceiver.
Oh, you youths, bless him. You priests, praise him. And you people, exalt him unto the ages.
En numen neblogumen, ques proskenumen don Kyrion. Be astonished, O heaven, and let the foundations of the earth quake. For lo, the one who dwells in the highest is accounted among the dead, and lodges as a stranger in a humble tomb.
Oh, you youths, bless him. You priests, praise him. And you people, exalt him to all the ages.
We magnify him to honor the Theotokos and Mother of the Light.
Lament not for me, Mother, as you beheld me in the grave, whom as a son you conceived in your womb. without seed, for I shall rise and be glorified, and as God I shall ceaselessly exalt in glory those who in faith and yearning magnify you.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. My eternal Son, I will spare the travail at your strange birth, and was marvelously blessed, and now beholding you, my God, a breathless corpse, I am torn apart with a spear of bitter sorrow. But I arise that I may be magnified. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The earth, O Mother, covers me of my own will, but the gatekeepers of Hades trembled seeing me clothed in a blood-spattered robe of vengeance. For as God I have struck down the enemies with the cross, and I will rise again and magnify you.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
Let all creation rejoice, and all the earth born be glad. For Hades, the enemy, has been despoiled. Let the woman meet me with myrrh, for I redeem Adam along with Eve, and all their descendants will rise on the third day.
Lament, nor for me, Mother, as you behold me in the grave, whom as a son you conceived in your womb without seed, for I shall rise and be glorified, and as God I shall ceaselessly exalt in glory those who in faith and yearning magnify you.
Mi epo, epo ribirum mumiter, katerosa endapo, onen gastrian esporas, sine lavesion, anastiso me gar, και δοξαστήσω με, και υψώσω εν δόξη απαύστος ως Θεός. Στον εν πίστη και πόδο, σε μεγαλύνοντο ως.
We now go to our booklets and join together today with Orthodox Christians worldwide, joining with the billions of people throughout the centuries, have offered hymns of lamentation to our Lord and Savior.
Censor, the office on me.
Τη ζωή ενταφώ κατετέθης Χριστέ και αγγέλων στρατιέ εξεπλυντώνω συν κατάβασιν δοξάζουσε την σύ.
of your submissive love.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
Your name is blessed and your kingdom glorified, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and in the ages of ages.
Amen. Right it is indeed, life bestowing, Lord, to magnify.
So and by these her quakings did she rouse the dead.
Spread.
tu et crux.
Again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, glorious, and blessed Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
For you are holy, our God, who are seated upon the throne of the cherubim, and to you we send up glory. With your unoriginate Father and your all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Thank you.
sweet springtime. Oh, my sunny love, where's the stay in your beauty?
in us.
Myrrh-bearing women came with sprinkled spices upon your tomb before morning. Last Tropadion in English and repeated in Greek. I want you to think about any of your loved ones who are not with us, either in different parts of our country or the world, those who have passed on to that next life where there's no more pain, sorrow, or suffering, but life everlasting, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, loved ones, and know that they, in the presence of our God, are singing this hymn with us today. Every generation chants hymns of praise, and your very own, O Christ God,
in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For you are the King of peace and the Savior of our souls, O Christ our God. And to you do we offer glory, to the Father who is from everlasting, and to your all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Thank you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. The myrrh-bearing women, having come with myrrh to your tomb, O Savior, heard the angel speaking clearly to them. Why do you number among the dead the one who lives? As God, he is risen from the tomb.
Doxa Patriki, Okio, Gio, Pneumati, we worship the Father and his Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, one in essence, crying God with a seraphim, holy, holy, holy are you, O Lord.
Again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
All the powers of heaven praise you, and to you they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Boys, you can bow and go in. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be thankful. As we have now all but completed every aspect of the preparation of the great and holy day, the day of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, as we've had about 50 special services during this period of time of 70 days of the Triodion period, there are, after the Triodion period, of another 40 days of celebration, 70 days of preparation, 40 days of celebration, making up about a third of our year, including 55 days of fasting. We have focused on the three-legged journey of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, all of which have, to one degree or another, encouraged us to reclaim the fallen nature. Rather, we've got the fallen nature, to reclaim the true nature in which we are created in God's image and likeness. In the context of our Christian faith, and I say our Christian faith because the reality is the Eastern expression of Christianity is the roots of all of Christianity, not just the Orthodox. It's a part of all of our roots. Whether we have become Roman Catholic or Protestant to one degree or another, it is a part of all Christian roots. Therefore, our Christian roots take us to this day of Friday, in which we remember the compassionate, loving crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the midst of this preparation, in the midst of the reality of this day, we, however, cannot remain into it even all night long. You notice that Father Theodore, Deacon John, Deacon Thomas, and I changed into bright vestments. We changed, Father Theodore, changed the crucifixion part of the gospel to the resurrection, because we are already living in the reality of the resurrection. We are ready to burst forth with joy in celebration. But the reality is, we still live in a fallen world. The reality is, the hara cannot be without lipi. Joy cannot be without sorrow in the world in which we live. So with that in mind, allow me to share this sermon with you. It is entitled, "It is Friday, but Sunday is coming." Today is hung upon the tree. He who suspended the land in the midst of the waters, a crown of thorns crowns him who is king of the angels. He is wrapped about with the purple of mockery, who wrapped the heavens with the clouds. He received buffetings, who freed Adam in the Jordan. He was transfixed with nails, who is the bridegroom of the church. He was pierced with a spear, who is the son of a virgin. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. In Sri Lanka this past Sunday, on Western Christian Pascha, Easter, up to 9 separate blasts shattered the early morning. Most of the blasts took place in Christian churches, a few in tourist hotels, leaving some 250 dead and scores other injured. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. The lamb that Isaiah proclaimed comes willingly to the slaughter and gives his back to scourgings and his cheeks to blows. He hides not his face from shame and spitting, and he is condemned to a dishonorable death. He who is sinless willingly submits to all, that on all he may bestow resurrection from the dead. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. A handsome young 14-year-old boy battles valiantly against a formidable foe, leukemia. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. Now from the 6th hour until the 9th hour, there was darkness over the land. And at the 9th hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. 20 years ago, this past April 20th, 12 students and one teacher lost their lives at the hands of two other Columbine High School students. A new age of terror in our country began. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. Today the grave holds him who holds creation in his palm. A stone covers him who covers the heavens with virtue. Life sleeps and Hades trembles. And Adam is set free from his bonds. Glory to your dispensation through which, when all things were accomplished, you presented to us an eternal rest, even your most holy resurrection from the dead. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. We worship your passion, O Christ. Proski numen da pathi su Christe. We worship your passion, O Christ. Show us also your glorious resurrection. It is Sunday. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices to anoint Jesus. Looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back from the tomb, and on entering it, they saw a young man clothed in white who said, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." It is Sunday. A child is born premature, 12 weeks from his mother's amniotic sac after the amniotic sac ruptured. Against all odds, he is not only born, but is strong and healthy 35 years later. It is Sunday. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by overcoming it and enduring it. He spoiled hell. He spoiled Hades when he descended into it. O Hades, you have been embittered by encountering him below. It is embittered, for it is even done away with. It is embittered, for it is made a mockery. It is embittered, for it is destroyed. It is embittered, for it is annihilated. It took a body, and lo, it discovered God. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. It is Sunday. Following a tragic earthquake in Armenia some years ago, in which 30,000 people were killed, a father left his wife securely at home and rushed to the school where his son was. As he saw the remains of the school flattened as a pancake, tears ran down his face as he remembered the promise he had made to his son just days before. "No matter what, I will always be there for you." He began to dig near where he thought the boy's room was. He dug for 12 hours. Others came for their own children. They gave up in despair. He dug for 24, then 36. Then in the 38th hour, he rolled back a boulder and heard his son's voice. "Armand," he yelled. "Dad, I knew you would come. You promised that no matter what, I will always be there for you." Armand and 13 others were saved. It is Sunday. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil one is cast out. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of the dead. It is Sunday. The Rebels Project, formed by survivors of Columbine High School to support survivors now of some 60 different mass shootings, and other support projects that have been begun by family members of victims, serve to support and provide love and hope as a legacy to the victims in order to transform victim to victory. It is Sunday. It is the day of resurrection. Let us be glorious in splendor for the festival, and let us embrace one another. Let us speak also to those who hate us, and in the resurrection let us forgive all things as we cry in anticipation. Christ is risen from the dead through death trampling upon death and granting life to those in the tombs. The mercy, the love, and the divine presence of our Lord God and risen Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
Majesty, what is the sight which is now beheld? What is the present rest? The King of the ages, having completed the dispensation, with his passion takes his Sabbath, rest in the tomb, granting to us a new Sabbath. To him let us cry out, Arise, O God, and judge the earth, for you reign unto the ages, who are boundless in your great mercy.
Praise him in the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lyre and harp. Come, let us behold our life lying in the tomb, that he may give life to those who lie in the graves. Come today and let us see him of the lineage of Judah sleeping, prophetically crying out to him, Who shall raise you up, O King, who falling back sleeps as a lion, but of your own will rise up, who willingly gave yourself for us, O Lord, glory to you.
Praise him in cymbals and dances, praise him with strings and pipe. Joseph asked for the body of Jesus and placed it in his own new tomb, for he had to emerge from the grave as from a bridal chamber. Glory to you who shattered the dominion of death, and open the portals of paradise to all mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Having
He granted us eternal life, both now and forever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. Most blessed are you, O Virgin Theotokos, for through him who was incarnate from you, Hades was made captive. Adam was recalled, the curse was annulled, Eve was set free, death was put to death, and we were in the life. Therefore with hymns we cry out, blessed are you, O Christ our God, who willed it so. Glory to you.
In just a moment, our choir will start the doxology. Our parish council members will light your candles. And in the latter part of the doxology, those who are able are invited to go outside in the procession of the Kavuklion, the Epitaphio. We'll go outside and around the parking lot and then back in. If you're not able to go, please just remain in the church and we'll leave our microphones on so you'll be able to hear for a while at least. Please rise.
Thanks, Lord.
Thank you.
Just before the choir begins singing again, we are going to start going in under. Passover likewise, from death to life. With that in mind, be careful, you'll venerate either Father Theodore, the gospel that Father Theodore has or that I have. So we'll have two lines. Be very careful with your candles as you go under. Then you can go back into your pews. We'll have our myrrh-bearing girls go first, and then the rest of you follow. Okay. faith and resurrection to all. Kalianasis here, good resurrection to all. Kalianasis here, good resurrection to all. Good resurrection to all. Kalianasis here.
Reading is from the book of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me round among them, and behold, there were very many upon the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to the bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I shall lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost, and we are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. And then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord.
Let us be attentive.
Arise, O Lord my God, let your hand be lifted up, forget not your poor until the end. O Lord, I will confess unto you with my whole heart, I will relate all your wonderful works.
Sophia.
The reading is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive.
On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, you have a guard, go your way, make it secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
Skip to page 407, page 407.
Let us complete our morning supplication to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Hear Mary's song.
be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Amen.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. Those things which are good and beneficial to our souls and peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian end of our lives, painless, unashamed, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearsome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in our whole life unto Christ our God.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Irini pace, mircem, peace be with all.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
For it is yours to show mercy and save us, our God. Indeed, we ascribe glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom.
The one who has blessed Christ our God always, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Preserve, O God, the faith of pious and Orthodox Christians together with this city, this metropolis, to the ages of ages. Glory to you, O Christ our God, and hope glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Father,
may
bless.
Christ our true God, who for us people and for our salvation voluntarily endured the awful passion, the cross, and the entombment, through the intercessions of his all-holy, pure, and blessed Mother, of the holy and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good, loving, and merciful God. Through the prayers of holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. Panissimas, the blessings of the Holy Trinity be with you all. Please be seated for another 20 minutes or so. Sometimes Father Theodore tells me that my announcements are longer than my sermons, but it's great to see all of you here, and God's love and grace and blessings be with you. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of Father Paul, who was with us earlier today, Father Theodore, Deacon John, and Deacon Thomas, who is here with us for the week from the seminary, and Father Jimmy of blessed memory, to offer on behalf of our entire parish love on this, the night of the remembrance of his crucifixion, which is the greatest act of love. He is God and man, gave his life for us. I would like to welcome all of you and family members and friends who are here that are not regulars here. It's so nice to see all of you, and thank you for being with us. I would also like to thank our chanters, our choir members, our acolytes, all of those, our boys and our girls, those who decorated the kabukleon earlier today, those who have cleaned, those who have prepared food, those who have baked, the Philoptikos senior citizens, our youth, our staff, our parish council,
for all of the beautiful work during this period of time. In just a moment, you're going to be invited to come forward to receive a flower from the Epitapio, and it is a sign of the resurrection of our Lord. And take that home as we look forward to his glorious and life-giving resurrection. We will have four lines. Those of you in the center will begin from the front on all of the four sets of pews. Those of you in the center will come here. Father Theodore and I will give out the flowers from below, and then you're going to go out from either the right, left center or right center. And those in the right and left pews, again, will begin from the front, and you're going to come likewise into the center and leave by the windows, and you will depart and go out in the back. Our services continue tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with the Vespers and Divine Liturgy of St. Basil the Great. And then tomorrow at the 11:15 canon of Holy Friday, followed by the Resurrection canon, and then the Divine Liturgy. And then on Sunday, we will have at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Agape service. I would like to finish my remarks by thanking the myrrh-bearing girls. You just did a beautiful job. Let's give them a hand. Have a beautiful job, a blessed resurrection, have a beautiful evening, and a beautiful job as well. And Kalianasasi, a blessed resurrection to you all.